We hear a symphony at 9:09 with Neil, Sam, and Kathy Buckworth. Because
yay! I'm clapping for myself.
Yes. Neil, tell everybody who Kathy is, of course.
Welcome back, of course, from the Toronto Symphony Volunteer Committee.
Thank you very much for having me back. You're always such great supporters of everything we do, and we truly appreciate it. So it makes a big difference to our fundraising efforts and awareness.
Well, Toronto Symphony, sorry, I was just going to say, Toronto Symphony is not just for, it's not hoity-toity. So, you know, if you've never been, you need to go, because it's really for every member of your family, and it's for, and it's at every price point, too. So if you're in your 20s and you can't afford a ticket, not a problem, because they'll adjust the price for your age group. And if you've got little ones, it's reasonable. It's a weekend opportunity, and it's amazing for them. And if you're someone who's more mature, as Neil and I are.
Neil's mature.
Wow.
Right away, Neil, right away. Thanks for saying that, Sam, and it's absolutely true. They're the soundcheck program for people under 30 with great prices on tickets, plus great family events. You and I were just talking about taking our kids when they were young and through the Young People's Concerts and the Toronto Youth Symphony Orchestra as well. And the two fundraising events I wanted to talk to about today really help us, to the Toronto Symphony Volunteer Committee. We provide a lot of education programs in the city as well. If you have a child that plays the recorder, which I know you're all happy about that.
Every kid plays a recorder.
I think it's grade five. They all come down and they get to see a TSO concert if, you know, they're in conjunction with the TSVC. And it's an awesome program. So we really want to help support those education programs, plus, of course, the orchestra itself. Mm-hmm. The two events I wanted to talk about today are the annual Bridge fundraiser. All of these details, by the way, can be found on tsvc.ca, Toronto Symphony Volunteer Committee.ca. This is on May the 11th. It is a sanctioned duplicate and social bridge event. So what that means is, if you are a bridge player, like a capital B bridge player, you are going to get points for this. It is a sanctioned event. There's a wine reception, buffet lunch.
Neil and I are looking at each other going, kicked out.
Right? But there's a social, you can play social bridge too. So it's for every level.
Got it.
There's a, Patty Lee is actually going to be doing a little session there. She's a very well-known bridge instructor. We have a wine reception and buffet lunch. You can just go for that if you want. Why not? Just go hang. It's at the Timothy Eaton Memorial Church, which is a lovely setting, of course.
Beautiful.
And you can register online right now at tsvc.ca, or you can call their office and get all those details on the website. Two special lunch guests, two TSO musicians, the principal harp player, Heidi Van Hosen-Gorten, and the associate principal double bass player, Michael Chiarello. So some great insight from musicians while you're there. So we like that.
Okay, so where does the money go?
The money goes, all of the money raised by the Toronto Symphony Volunteer Committee goes to support the TSO and its education outreach programs, all of it.
Okay.
So that's where it goes. So you are supporting the symphony as well as educating young people and
that's
the
excellent.
Youth orchestra as well. The other event we have coming up is the live art auction. I think this is about maybe the 8th or 10th year we've done this one. 60 pieces of art already donated, anything from all different types of arts, all different types of mediums, people who are actually clearing out maybe their art collection, but also people who have created art. For the artist, they get a tax receipt for the appraised value of their art, so they get an appraisal. And then it's a live auction with Stephen Ranger, who's our amazing fine wine auctioneer as well. He's fantastic. This is on May the 27th at the Women's Art Association of Canada. It takes place in the evening, but you can go on, or sorry, in the afternoon, but you can go online before that, of course, to view the art online as well as to register in advance. There's an entrance fee of $20.
So someone will donate a painting that they have or a sculpture that they have.
Correct.
Because they want to contribute to the cause, and they get a tax receipt.
That's right.
My question to you off air was, does the bidding then start at that value? So the painting or the piece of art's appraised, it's appraised at $500, say, is that where the bidding starts?
Typically,
will there be deals?
The bidding will start at lower than the appraised value, but you know, you never know. You got to get in there and there'll be a lot of interest. There'll be phone bidders as well too. So it's a great way to get an education about the art that's up as well. And I just want to say, my sister has two paintings in it. My sister is actually an artist, and she displays at galleries all over. And she has two paintings this year, which have been adjudicated in the auction. So look for a Buckworth original. How's that one?
I'm gonna
go put the price up on that one.
I can't wait.
So details on both of these auctions. Both of these fundraisers, are found on the website, and we encourage everyone to come out and support it, or just go on the website and see what else we have coming up. Our big fine wine auction is always held in the fall, and details are going to be available about that too. So please help us out.
Let's give out the website one more time.
Sure. TSVC.ca. vc.ca, or you can find it through the main TSO website as well. If you go to the Toronto Symphony website, you'll see our volunteer page as well.
There is nothing like having an original piece of art in
Absolutely.
Your home. It's very special. If there's an opportunity to meet the artist or learn a little mm-hmm. bit more about the artist, even cooler. And to get it from an auction, because the money is going to go towards TSO education. And I think that's
a win-win.
It's awesome.
And
me.
I love that you have a story behind the painting. Where
yeah,
you got
exactly.
it from. I love that
Always.
Too.
Always.
So.
Exactly. Even if it's because your sister did it for you.
Right?
Kathy, thanks for coming. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.